It is the riot. It's a pretty nerdy podcast today. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Brace yourself. Well, okay. Now, Josh from the Afters, I feel like, will balance out some of the other nerdy stuff in today's podcast.
That's true.
We're excited to have a chance to catch up with him. If you've not heard their newest song on Radio U, Shadows.
It's good.
It's worth checking out radio.com. In case you're only a podcast listener, there's music that goes with us.
A lot. In fact, most people only find us digestible with music.
With music. So you can check out radio.com and kind of get the full Riot experience if you've never done that. But yes, their new song is available on Radio U, so we're catching up with them.
Mm-hmm. Also, what else? Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Okay, it's only two breaks, but there is a chunk of, what's that called? Virtual reality stuff in this.
Because someone got an Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift Touch.
So
I got
now
the controllers.
There's even more.
Like you'll hear it. And you know what? If it's too much, we'll try to like pull it back a little bit, but I'll have to tell you next week, I think we may end up Facebook Living some.
Well, you're going to try to bring in all the stuff here to Radio U.
Yeah.
So if you haven't joined us on Radio U Riot or Radio U, both of our Facebook pages, please go ahead and give us a like there. And next week we might just do that live event.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to throw out?
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
Really good day. You guys are doing great. You're doing good.
Yeah.
I mean, you made it till the end of the week, and you've just 100% all week long.
Keep it up.
We're very impressed and proud.
Keep it up. All right. It's the riot.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
So I mentioned that yesterday I went and got something at Best Buy instead of going to get creamer. And what I got were Oculus Touch controllers.
Now, follow along.
These are controllers for the virtual reality headset that I got that they do what they call one-to-one movement. So that means that if you move your hand 5 inches in the real world, then your hand moves 5 inches in the virtual world. And I have been very skeptical, like, you know what? I don't need that. I got this Xbox controller. I got this headset, whatever. But I really wanted to try it. And Nikki, it's magic.
Next level.
I am telling you, I almost packed it all up and brought it in here today.
You should.
Because I was so completely amazed by what I experienced last night. I was like, everyone must try this.
Well, I'm glad that you did because I was worried that you'd buy it because you had got an Oculus Rift. I was worried that you would get that, but still eventually grow bored of it because it was just kind of limiting. So I feel like now you're getting the full experience for it.
As a human being, I can be bored of the best things that have ever been created.
That's human nature.
Like that, you could wake up on the beach every morning. You're like, I hate it. I hate the ocean. Like whatever it is, eventually you're going to hate it. I'm in the honeymoon stage right now. I'm telling you, okay, like...
Did you get the zombie game?
I didn't. It came with what is... That was part of why I actually went ahead and bought the controllers, is I had some games to trade, and they had a deal where, like, you got 5 free games, and those games were, like, $30 or $40 a piece, and I thought, well, I might as well just do this now while they're doing a promotion.
The controllers are practically free.
They're paying for themselves.
They are.
So one of the, like... I guess they say best games is Robo Recall, and it was free with the controllers. And, oh my gosh, you're shooting robots. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you don't even know how ridiculous it gets. So you drop your hands to your side. And again, remember, you're actually doing this.
Yeah. And first, you're exercising. Because you're really making the movements.
So you get these guns, like you just drop your arms to your side, and they teleport in these guns or whatever. And it is the weirdest thing to pick it up, and you can like look at it, turn it over and around in your hands, and you're looking at it. Like, part of your brain can't process that it's not real.
Sure.
Like, you're in your brain, you're like, yes, this is really happening. I'm moving my hand. I just teleported a gun into my hand. So I'm midway through the training level or whatever, and this little voice is like, oh, reach your hands behind you. We've activated the shotgun module or something. And I'm like, what?
Wait, I have one?
I want you to know, full-on hot fuzz, you reach your hands
up behind
your shoulders,
nice.
Grab them, and you bring your hands down, and you've got a shotgun in each hand, and I giggled like a small child.
I bet you did.
I was just like, oh my gosh, I've got shotguns in your face, robot.
Yeah.
And I blew the robot's head off with the shotgun.
Of course.
And I was...
Best time.
I laughed and laughed at just how much fun I was having and how so ridiculous. And you can reach out. There's this grip thing. So, like, you can reach out and grab robots, tear them apart, throw stuff at them, and then... I mean, and this is, of course, the violent part.
Well, you must excuse that, everybody.
I will tell you up a little bit later. I'll tell you about Google Earth. That.
Well, I'm glad you got them.
I flew from my house to downtown. I flew there in Google Earth. It's crazy.
Well, I know what Obi's doing this weekend.
Absolutely. Like, you know what? I'll just tell you. I can't tell you the last time I bought something. Actually, I probably can, but it's not that often you get something and it's like, wow factor is through the roof. Wow. Like, crazy wow.
So that's the Oculus Rift with the controllers.
Oh, the Oculus Touch.
Oculus Touch controllers.
You could point at things, Nikki. Like, point at virtual things.
Like you're doing right now.
Like, I'm pointing at you.
We can do this virtually.
I've lost track of reality. Is this the virtual world?
You're
is this
here.
Real?
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
United Airlines, everybody loves to hate them. Well, that is everybody except for Dr. David Dow. He was the guy who was dragged off the flight and beaten up and, you know, whatever.
The one guy that started the resurgence of the hate towards United and...
Well, I realized that when I said the guy that got beat up and dragged off the flight, you still weren't sure which one it was.
True, I know. Because there's been so many. And honestly, I can't tell. Sometimes that does also sound like other airlines. So there's plenty of videos to back up any airline doing that.
Seems completely reasonable. So United has a little something they'd like to let everybody know, and that is they've reached a settlement agreement with Dr. David Dow.
And I wonder how much that is. Like,
well,
what are we talking
this.
Here?
I'm going to say more.
You think so?
Millions.
To just make that go away so they can move on?
Well, of course, part of the settlement agreement is non-disclosure. And
so
that includes
be quiet.
Him never talking about the experience ever again.
Well, I think this is correct. If you remember before this video, like when it started all come out, this video wasn't supposed to come out. There was, I thought, an order for
something.
This. Like, he did not want this video to come out because he doesn't look good and United doesn't exactly look good and no one wanted that. So the lawsuit and the money that he's getting is because that did get released somehow.
Right. I don't know. I'll say this. I heard a lot of conflicting reports around the video. So I believe that what Nikki's saying is correct. There was some kind of a thing where somebody somewhere didn't want the video to come out, but that wasn't United. It was the guy. I don't know. But I know this. He's glad now.
Well, yeah, when I saw that they reached that, I thought, yes, how much money do you think that is?
The only thing he's not happy about is the way United had that little smear campaign right after it happened about everything he's done bad in his whole life plain.
I feel like almost if you went to United, there was like a meeting with some private investigators and they're like, find whatever you can.
Whatever you can find.
And make it public.
Get it out there right now.
So yeah, that was a couple of days after that.
That was a thing. Like, that happened for reals. So all of that said, that dude now has been, he is permanently living on a plane now.
Taken care
of. United flies him all over the world for free, I'm sure. And I'm sure he's a millionaire now. I just don't have any doubt. That is not a $500,000 settlement.
Yeah, see, that's what I wasn't sure. Like, how much money would United pay to make that go away?
Too high profile. Yeah. If that guy had decided he could have done that guy could have done, like, the morning show tour. He's on Today, Good
We're
Morning
talking
America.
Book and everything.
Then he shows up on Ellen. He writes a book about his struggle. You know, all the while, he's also got a court case going. Like, I mean, he could have done all of that if he wanted.
Because United's not only paying for the fact that, you know, the video got out, what they did to him, but they're also paying for the fact that because he was, you know, unveiled to everybody, like people found out who he exactly was, that changes his current job, what he could do in the future. So
yes, indeed.
You're talking a lot of money.
Yeah. So, you know what?
I wanted to play the higher or lower game, but we don't know the answer. Like,
no,
we don't know what he actually got.
Undisclosed.
And they're not going to say that.
We'll never know. But I'll tell you this. It was a lot. I'm sure it was a lot.
And then you're like, well, is it worth it?
Oh, I mean, if you told me that you were going to hit me in the face and drag me off a plane for like $5 million, I'd be like, let's go right now.
And everybody would know about it, though.
Don't you wish that you could have Nikki with you all the time? You can. The Worst of the Riot is a daily podcast. Subscribe now through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
So I've been training to run the Radio U 5K, and Nikki, I'm also running the Candy 5K.
What's the Candy 5K?
I don't know. It's some other 5K that a friend of mine was like, hey, will you run this? And I was like, yeah, whatever. Let's go.
You get a bag of candy at the end?
I think you do.
There's like a 5K run that has a twist for
everything.
Like everything.
Just you name it.
There's like the chocolate ones, the hot chocolate ones, the candy ones, the mud runs, the color runs, all that.
The hot chocolate ones, you get some amazing swag, I'll have to say. Of course, you pay like $1 million to enter, but you get a really nice jacket thing when you get done, usually. But no, candy something. So I've been running. I've run more probably, if you took total miles together, I've probably run maybe not more this year, but I've run a ton because I ran all through the winter,
yeah,
like 5-6 times a week. Like I've run a lot. And my knees have been hurting the last month. I've just been running harder, running more. I don't know. But my knees have been hurting. And I've just been like, wow, like, is it my shoes? Is it this? Like, what's going on? I was talking to a friend of mine and she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I talked to my physical trainer friend and she was like, are you stretching your quads?
And like, I'm sorry, what?
I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, I think I am.
Are
I'm doing this.
Like,
these are the muscles on top of your legs.
Like, okay,
put
on
your
top.
Hands on your knees, move your leg or your hands up on your legs.
Right there.
Those are your quads. And I'm like, well, I'm stretching everywhere, but it's like, no, I don't think I actually technically stretch those muscles.
And that'll help when you run for your knees?
No, let me finish my story.
Yeah.
So last night before I went to bed, I did get out my roller and then I started stretching. And I made absolutely sure that I stretched my quads, that I suddenly discovered in stretching them, they were shockingly painfully tight. And this morning, like it's crazy. My knees don't hurt at all.
Wow.
And they've hurt for like a month.
So do you stretch before you run or just you stretch after? The quads.
Most people say that before you run, it's a warm up and
a little
you
bit of
stretch after.
Sure.
Or like a little bit of stretching and then that. But I'm in awe of the fact that, like I said, my knees have hurt. They've hurt for a month, and I didn't even think. I gave that no thought. I'm like, yeah, I'm running a lot. My knees hurt, whatever.
I always thought that's what happened.
Yeah, so did I.
Like, that was just kind of a normal thing when you're starting to really clock some miles.
So I stretch, and it's gone and this morning, and it was just like magic. Magic. It's a miracle.
It's a running miracle.
It is a miracle, guys.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, but it got me to thinking, all right? Like, I fix one little thing over here that seems, I mean, you can see where it's kind of related, but you're like, not that related, and it makes this huge difference over here. What's going on in your life right now that a slight adjustment could make a huge deal?
One slight stretch.
You got these relationships that aren't working out. And I would look at you and say, like, well, remember so-and-so? Did you ever forgive them? And you'd be like, shut up. That doesn't matter. All men are trash. And it's like, okay, all right, it's cool. It's fine. You know, your knees are hurting. I get it. It's fine. Stretch your quads. See, a relationship with God, he's got inside info on the way that you work. And you're walking around with pain, and do you know what you think? Well, it's just the way it is. I mean, I've been doing all this running. Of course my knees hurt. They just hurt, right? And God's like, no. Doesn't have to be that way. Yes, you can live that way, and you can go all the way, and you're fine, whatever, but you could live without that nagging thing that is hanging on and ruining a lot of other stuff. There's just, you know, if you do this. Now, look, I don't know what that is for you, which is why I want to introduce you to my physical trainer friend. God knows what you're about. He knows your heart. He knows the way things interconnect in weird ways that you would never imagine. And he wants to help you get rid of that pain that you've gotten so used to it, you just assume that's the way life is. There's something else. God can help you right now. Like, don't spend another day like this. Say, Jesus, all right, that's what I need. I need your help. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit because could you help me with this pain? Here's my pain. Talk to God about it. He's going to do something for you.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well,
Not good.
It's the Riot.
So, you know, it's tough to be the second richest person in the world.
Always wanting to be the first. But actually, no, sometimes they say being first is more pressure.
Well,
so
as
you can enjoy the riches, but without all the pressure as like second and third.
Nikki, as someone that spends a lot of time in first place in Mario Kart, yeah. I can tell you
the pressure.
There's a lot of pressure there, and there's always somebody out there with a spiky blue shell that is trying to take you out.
True.
You know what I'm saying, guys, right? Somebody hits that lightning, and all of a sudden, you're this tiny little character.
But if you're second and third, you're still in the top running, guys. But
yeah.
You don't always have people coming after you.
Okay, Jeff Bezos. Is it Bezos or Bezos?
I've heard people say it both ways.
I'm going with Bezos.
But I think it's Bezos. But I might just be thinking that because I always hear you say it that way.
We'll see who makes more honey. Jeff Bezos is... He's the second richest person in the world.
He's the Amazon guy.
He's the Amazon guy. He is approximately $5 billion behind Bill Gates, who is currently the richest man in the world.
And you could never catch that.
Are you kidding me? Like $5
billion? $5 billion? Well, no, like you could never.
Wait, hang on. Up there. Got it.
I don't know. I feel like that would be a lot.
Well. You know, Bill Gates, he's giving money away. So,
true. He's lowering his amount down.
What Jeff needs to do is mild growth over a few years. Bill keeps giving money away, and then pretty soon he can be like,
eventually he'll surpass him.
Yeah, that's my guess.
That is so much money. That's just so much money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just so much.
You know, the thing that always pains me is when I think about what people think my life is worth, which is a lot of times what... The price tag is like, how much do you make a year? This is what a year's worth of my effort is worth. And then it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I made 10 times that in interest while you were telling me how much you make.
That's the bigger thing. Like when you look at the people that are making so much money like that, they're making so much money with their investments and stuff without them actually doing anything at that current moment. It was based on what they've already done.
I do often wonder what I would do. Like if I was set free on that level, because there's a freedom in that. They can literally do anything they want, mostly within the realm of the law. In some cases, you just fly to another country where it's legal, right? Oh my gosh, you would need someone to teach you how to live your life. You could not.
Like your set of lawyers? Or?
Most people, if I gave you that kind of money, it would wreck you.
Yeah.
It would absolutely wreck you.
Well, what's the term with the lottery stuff, like for lottery winners?
I know what you mean, but I can't remember.
There's a term for it. It's not the nicest term, but there's a term where a lot of times lottery winners do not keep their money because they cannot manage the money they already had. Therefore, they can't manage when they actually have more money.
Well, it wouldn't just be managing your money. It would be managing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, that's the funny thing is that you would be at a point where you would need to say no to yourself in order to maintain some sanity. Because if you lived in a world where you indulged your every whim, you would become a slave to that money, which is why I'll continue to live at this level.
It's safer this way, right?
I could have been as rich as Bill Gates, but I don't feel like I could handle that responsibility, Nikki.
Just keep saying that.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure Jeff Bezos feels the same. He can only handle the responsibility of being the second richest man.
The worst of the Riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the Riot on Radio U.
Look, I'm sorry that I have bugged you guys all week about this virtual reality stuff. I got an Oculus Rift, which is the virtual reality goggles, headset, whatever, for your computer. But I got to tell you what, I'm not saying go out and buy it. I still don't think it's worth
the price.
I mean, if you bought the goggles and the controllers, that's $600.
But Obi got a really good deal. He traded for it, so.
Things got insane. At the end of the day, I traded an old TV, two games, and $60, and I got the whole thing.
Now, you might not be able to recreate what he has done, so don't feel the pressure to do that.
I don't know how I did it. I don't even care to look into it. But
it just happened.
All of that to say, here's something that you need to do. If you know somebody that has it, you need to bug them until they let you try Google Earth in virtual reality. Nikki, that is the craziest thing I think I have ever done, like with a computer. It's nuts. Last night, I flew over Disney World in Florida.
Yeah.
You literally, you put the goggles on and you are in space looking down on the Earth. And you've got your two controllers and you can spin the globe and point at any place you want to go on the globe and you just glide towards it. Do you just want to look at the state of California? You can do that from space, or you can go all the way down to where you live if you want to. Like, I stood, like, the street view stuff doesn't quite work.
Sure.
But
the closer you get.
Depending. Okay, but that being said, like, I went to my house and flew to downtown where the buildings are completely rendered in 3D. I mean, and again, they're photos slapped onto rendering, so, like, you know, every once in a while, listen to us picking at this amazing thing.
Your mind is fine with what it's seeing, though.
Right.
Your mind be there flying over the real city.
Last night, I went to the World Trade Center, stood literally at the first floor of the Freedom Tower and looked up. Then I flew to the top of the Freedom Tower and stood on the top of it and looked down.
In case you just tuned in, you're like, how would he? Well, like, he's lost,
man,
it.
He is doing drugs again. He is on the drugs.
Does he have a cold? No, he got an Oculus Rift. And so he's doing that.
Google Earth.
Yeah.
Nikki, it's amazing.
Why don't you bring yours in?
I'm gonna have to bug you until
I try it.
I'm gonna have to bring it in because it's one of those things. It's gonna be a pain in the butt to bring everything in to set it up.
Yeah, don't you have to bring your computer in too?
I'll have to bring my computer, the Rift. There are these motion sensing little cameras you've got. Like, it'll take me a while to pack it all up.
I don't want you to tell me that you haven't gone on vacation recently because it seems like someone went to Disney. Or
yeah,
wherever you said you went.
I know. It's not, look, it's no substitute for an actual trip, I'll tell you.
Okay, like, say if there's a place that, like, for us, we've always wanted to go to Tokyo, okay?
I went last night.
Really? Will we get to go to Tokyo? Not anytime soon,
right?
Like, for reals. But you could take this virtual experience and see it that way. So it's neat to go, not necessarily on the vacation that you have planned in a couple of months, but instead the places you'll never, ever go to.
Well, the resolution and detail is better depending on basically certain areas. So, like, my house, for example, and I live out in Nowheresville, I was able to, like, be above my house and get a quasi 3D look at the street, but not, like, super high res, but like New York City. You can actually pull up this menu and say, like, it'll give you the most popular regions and places that they have basically, like, really gussied
up. Really worked on.
So, like, Tokyo was one of those that you could get a very, like, intense, like, high detailed experience in Tokyo that wasn't available, like, in my hometown, for example. But Disney World was the same way. Like, you could go to Disney and go everywhere. And this is what's great. You just point to and click where you want to go, but in your right hand, and you can see your hands in virtual reality, these controls, you look down and there's a world and it shows you where you are on the world and what it is. So, like, in Disney World, it was like Adventureland. I was like, shut up, it knows I'm in Adventureland.
And at those prices, instead of going to Disney, you practically, I mean, you bought the Oculus Rift right there.
In fairness, the Oculus Rift at $600 makes, Disney makes that seem affordable.
Yes, it does.
Oh my gosh. The only thing I needed was a Cronut from Epcot, and I was good. So.
Well, if someone off screen hands you some food during your experience, you can pretend and see like it's real.
Nikki, I'm going to have to bring it in. Like, I don't think I've ever had something so much where I've been like, I actually kept thinking Nikki and Eric need to see this.
Bring it in.
Like, they need to see this.
Bring it in.
All right, we'll
get
do it.
Get ready to pack up.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
I don't know if anybody else is, but I'm very concerned about Nikki's mental health.
My mental health?
Yeah. I feel like she needs to practice a little more mental hygiene. And as a result, I feel like it's time for her to finally pick up that hobby that we've been talking about. And that is, of course, snooker.
Snooker!
Here we go.
I would if I could. Does anybody play snooker? It's like pool.
We need to figure out how to play snooker.
We could watch a YouTube video, I bet, on it.
I'll bet we really could.
But it's a different type of pool table.
Yeah.
It's not the same as like a U.S. standard table.
Wait, is it? It's like longer?
No, it's different.
Because the balls are all one color.
Uh-huh.
So it's like playing pool, but not multicolor.
It's different.
They're like all red.
No, the table, I believe, is not the same.
So what they say about snooker is they did the survey on people who were professional snooker players and people that just played as a hobby. And what researchers...
Was this brought to you by some other country?
Well, it was done by the World Professional Billiards and Snooker Association.
So they're a little biased.
So, I mean, in reality, follow the money.
But I guess...
Follow the money!
You could probably put in any sort of sport follow along with this.
They actually say that the reason snooker is helping with your mental health is that it is a distraction that allows people to escape the pressures of everyday life. And so 53% of those who played snooker reported their mental health benefited as a result of potting balls.
Is that a term?
I believe that means when you put the ball in the pocket.
In the pocket?
For them, that's potting
the ball.
So do you think maybe they call the pockets pots instead of pockets?
Well, if not, that's like a gardening term, like you're potting, like it's the final thing, like the plant in the pot.
Could be.
Maybe. I'm looking to see if there's a snooker app.
There has to be. You know that I can already tell you that there is a virtual reality snooker game.
There is. I can do Pro Snooker 2017, Snooker Live, and Six Red. I don't know what that means.
Is it free to play? And then you pay money to play as different snooker world champions?
Yeah, there's in-app purchases. Of course there is.
But you could change the color of the table.
Yeah, there is. There's upgradable cues, 15 tournaments, achievements, trophies. It's like I have a real table. I don't know any of this stuff with...
Well, that's nice.
With snooker.
Well, what do you think?
I would like to learn
Nikki, if it's free, like think of all the mental relief you could have from playing fake snooker.
I'm just trying to find the one that looks the least like malware or something. Like the one that looks the safest.
Have you found one?
No, not yet.
Okay.
None of them have really good reviews or like any reviews, so.
Well, hey, if any of you are really into snooker,
We have to pick stuff that people are into. Can we find something? Can we find anything?
What are you talking about?
No one plays snooker. No one even knows what it is.
We just told them.
Doesn't mean they're interested in it.
I know. Let's talk about the same things everyone else talks about. Did you see that Kim Kardashian lost 100,000 followers yesterday? So there's that.
Well, we can have a balance.
We could talk about some snooker.
I think you answered the question. Actually, I think the options you gave us... Both we don't really like.
Everybody said Kim looked a little too cottage cheese in this one picture. And so she lost 100,000 followers.
What to do?
So what do you think? Like, snooker? I feel like snooker was the better choice.
I feel like you guys would, do you appreciate snooker more?
No, all right. That's why, like, if you look at the latest rating sheet, we're not on it. So, but it's cool. Don't worry about
it. We are the sheet. I don't know. If you say it that way, it's like...
Actually, if you say it just a little different, you might have it.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
Tetris, Nikki. You love Tetris.
I think that's a game a lot of people can jump into.
You've at least heard of it. But do you know what Puyo Puyo is?
Do not.
It looks...
How do we spell that so I can look it up?
P-U-Y-O, P-U-Y-O. So it's a game that kind of looks like Tetris, but you have these little Puyos that drop from the ceiling, but it does not play. Strategy for Puyo Puyo is not like it is for Tetris.
Sure.
So now released in the United States, you've got Puyo Puyo Tetris. It's from Sega. They sent us a code. We've been playing on the Nintendo Switch, but it's also available on the PlayStation 4, and it goes like this. You can play Tetris, you can play Puyo Puyo, or you can play some hybrid thing of both. You can play this in versus mode. Like, there's a story mode about some friends from Puyo Puyo. I know nothing about that, who they are, but I assume it's an established character. And how they get sucked into space against some Tetris guy. and you play this battle mode where you can play Tetris or Puyo Puyo. And like, for example, let's say you clear lines in Tetris.
Yeah.
It adds lines to the person on the other side.
Okay.
And so it's a battle royale Tetris kind of thing. So if you want to, you can play two player, you can play against each other. And again, if Nikki and I wanted to, in Puyo Puyo Tetris, we could play two player, we could both be playing Tetris and screwing each other over. We could both be playing Puyo Puyo. We could each play one or the other. It just depends on what you want to do. And again, it gets hard to say Puyo Puyo after a while.
It does a lot. It
gets hard to hear it after a while.
It does. I'm like, I get it. It's Puyo Puyo.
I got it.
But what you're emphasizing is the fact that there's a lot of variations of, it's not just Tetris or a Tetris-style game, but there's different variations of it.
Yeah, and there are just tons of things in this package. Like, again, you've got a single-player story mode. You've got, like, kind of a couch versus mode. You can go online and play against other people. There's a ton of different options, but at its heart, you're either playing Tetris or you're playing Puyo Puyo or a mix. I think, for me, it's kind of one of those things that, on the one hand, it's a no-brainer. It's a lot of fun to just have a Tetris version on the Switch. Especially, I kind of enjoyed that there was a little bit of story to it.
But sometimes with like a Tetris-style game, and there's a lot of apps that follow the style of it, it's like a pickup game, but like 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, but you're not putting in hours and hours and hours right in one setting. It's not that type of game.
And with the story mode, they want to make it that kind of game.
Which so is you so, can, as long as you have the decision.
It's up to you whether or not that's a good idea. I will tell you this. It was a lot of fun, and it feels like something that for the Switch would be great to take with you to have a game like that.
A casual game,
yes.
Yeah.
But it's also available on PlayStation 4, which makes it, let's just say, a little less portable.
So you got to decide which one you want, but it seems more like a portable style.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun with it. It's out there. Take a couple minutes, look at some videos, and you can decide whether you're thinking like, yeah, maybe. But I'll tell you that I had a good time. It's very colorful. It's very casual, but I'm just gonna tell you,
if
you go online and start playing, you're gonna find out that your casual game is somebody else's life.
People are really intense about
it. Oh my gosh, I got smoked so badly in online play. So it's out now. It's digital only for the PlayStation 4, or you can pick it up. Or wait, am I saying it backwards? For the Xbox. Oh my gosh. I hate myself. Are you ready? For the Switch,
yes.
It's available physically and digitally. For the PlayStation 4, you can only buy it physically.
There it is.
It's some weird rights thing that's tied up, but it's in the wild if you want to check it out.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's The Riot on Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U.
I am so excited because it's been such a long time since we talked to Josh.
And it's time to talk again.
I think it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh from The Afters.
Yay.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
it's
you?
It's been way too long.
I know.
It's so good to talk to you guys.
It is good to talk to you. How have you been doing?
Good. Really good. Yeah, no, it's been great. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a beautiful day here. And it's really early here, much earlier than what you guys are. But awesome to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Josh, what makes you want to move to Phoenix, Arizona?
It's the dry heat, so no.
It's the dry heat. They have this, you can feel like you're living in an oven in the summer here. No, we actually got involved with a church here that I just love, and the pastor is one of my good friends, and we actually toured with, the pastor was a speaker on one of our tours, and came out here to visit and just fell in love with it, and we love being on the west coast out of the country for a while, and lots of sun, but you know, the thing that they don't tell you about Phoenix is, yeah, the summers are really hot, but the rest of the year is really beautiful.
Really nice. Isn't it like when you're in the Arizona and that, like, if you had asthma, like, it's perfect or something, like, because nothing else can live there because it is so intense?
You know, it's actually a surprise. It's way greener than I would have expected and way more flowers than I ever would have expected. You know, people think of it just dead desert land, but it's beautiful. The desert's beautiful. And right now we're in spring bloom, so even if you had asthma, it would bother you because all the flowers are in bloom. Even the cactus are in bloom.
Man, so like people could be allergic to cactus.
I never knew.
That would be.
There's people who are allergic to cactus. Yes.
You're like, dude, I got to move back to the Midwest where my allergies won't be so bad.
Yeah, right. You just have
cactus
other allergies.
Cactus allergies killing me, dude.
Cactus one is terrible.
Cactus, I just can't handle it.
So what about the rest of the guys in the band? They didn't follow you to Phoenix, did they?
They didn't. No, we're spread out. So I just live here with my family. My guitar player, Matt, he lives in Dallas.
Nice.
Where I used to live. And then we've got two guys, our bass player, Dan, and our drummer, Jordan. They live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right on. So you guys are like the lions from Voltron. Like you were all spread apart.
Were you all at Assemble?
Yeah, but then...
And then we assemble. Yes, we unite our powers and great things happen.
And you make the afters when it's time to do the afters.
When the good planets of the solar system call them together. So...
Exactly.
Well, dude, I saw this is a totally dumb thing, but I was looking at the afters, your official Twitter account, and it said that you were in Walla Walla, Washington a couple of days ago.
Yes, yeah, we sure were, yeah.
Okay, this is a weird question, but were there like a bunch of onions everywhere?
In Walla Walla?
You know, I heard rumors about onions, but we didn't smell onions, we didn't see onions. We heard that that's a thing there, and they said if you're out eating somewhere, get Walla Walla onion ring.
Yep.
But we didn't get to try it.
Dude, they... Where I used to work, it was like a thing. We've got Walla Walla sweet onions.
That was the big thing, but you hate onions.
Are they amazing?
No, I hate onions. In fact, I probably burned the whole city down just to destroy the industry.
We didn't even get to try it, but I'll tell you what, that was a crazy trip, and we had something that was a first for us. We're flying to Walla Walla, and it has a tiny airport, so we had to fly through Seattle and then take this little plane from Seattle over. And Matt, my guitar player, and I were waiting for our connection for our tanking flight, and we noticed it got delayed and delayed again, and I just kept getting pushed back. And finally, the lady came on intercom and said, "Your flight's been delayed because of a bird strike, a bird
what?
Plane, and they're having to clean it up." So apparently,
a bird went in the wing?
Mess. No, on the or side the of the plane. And then she comes on, she says, "Well, not only did it make a mess, but the bird dented the plane, and so we're trying to evaluate if it's dented that up." And then she comes on and says, "We've canceled the flight because the bird dented the plane so bad that we can't take it back in the air."
Wow. Okay, that's a really small plane.
Whoa.
Then. That's very... Or it was a really big bird.
Yeah.
A really
it could have been that,
it was
too.
Like a pterodactyl-sized bird.
Oh, my.
So that was the first time a bird strike has canceled the flight for us.
Now, was it a big enough airport to where they're like, "Well, our next flight will be leaving in 30 minutes, or when did you say you got to finally leave?
No, it was the next morning. Fortunately, we were coming in a day early, so they got us out the next morning.
Dude, that's amazing. Do you think, honestly, maybe the pilot was like, "I just don't really want to do this today," and so...
"I want to go eat the onions."
They come up with an excuse, just anything. And
yeah.
They're like, "Oh, like,
just make it a bird, it's fine. They'll never ask."
Man, like, they probably have a list of go-to things where they're just like, "All right, last time we said that one of the wings fell off. This time..."
Yeah. "Go with the bird."
Yeah, because remember, they can see the plane. They know the wing didn't actually fall off, so we got to come up with something better.
They don't look like they're like from here, or people who, you know, fly to where they'll ask questions. It's like,
exactly.
They'll just go with the excuse.
We did make it to Walla Walla. We made it to the Onion Town.
The show happened. Man, now
the show happened.
Yeah, that's a story of overcoming adversity right there.
When a bird hits your plane, you just
keep
gotta go
going.
On.
That's right. You keep moving.
Keep your head up. You keep moving on.
Get a different plane. All right, we are talking to Josh from the Afters, and we're playing your new song, Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, is it? I mean, how do you feel about it? Is it a good song?
Well, I love Shadows. It's one of my favorite songs we've ever done.
Good answer. He's trying to trick you. We like it a lot. We love the song, so we're so glad we have a chance to have music from you guys back on Radio U.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's back to our roots in the sense that, you know, we started off as a rock band, and, you know, bands kind of ebb and flow through years, and albums take different form, but this is kind of back to our rock roots, and we, you know, it's the opening track of our new record, Live On Forever, and I just love that it has this really anthemic, epic feel, but it's really a song about overcoming and rising up and not being defined by your past or your mistakes or things that have been, but being defined by who you are now and who God made you to be, and knowing that you can overcome everything and rise up from anything that you've been through. And And so it's a very empowering song.
Right on. Well, you know what? We're going to listen to it together.
Overcome even a bird hitting the plane.
Even a bird hitting a plane, Nikki.
Even the bird hitting the plane.
Rise up.
Just, every time we hear this song, let's just remember that as well.
Yeah. Well, and when you hear the next album from the Afters, and there's a song on it called Dense.
Dense.
You'll know. Like it.
You know what's getting lost in this whole thing, though? We need a moment for that bird.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay.
We remember you.
Yeah, so he did pass. The bird is gone.
The bird is like...
I doubt he survived that one.
If he took out the plane, then no, I don't think he did. He probably did not. Or else he could have bounced. He could have bounced off of it.
I think he did.
Yes, he bounced his way into heaven.
Loving life up in...
In the bigger skies up above, so.
See, and, the greater sky.
Yes.
And I think that there's actually an even another untold story here, and that is the civil suit of the bird's family
against the
airline.
Oh. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's another story, too.
That's another day.
So, well, Josh, it has been great talking to you, man. Thanks for getting up and taking time with us.
Dude, thanks for having me on. Yeah, love you guys. Love Radio U. And thanks for playing Shadows.
Yeah, right on.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot. Radio U.
Happy Fiber Friday.
Fiber Friday?
Nikki, do you feel like you're getting enough fiber in your diet?
I don't know. They say you're supposed to, but it's like weird and it makes you feel like an adult and you're like,
what? You feel like everything's moving the way it's supposed to?
Stop first. And second, it feels like someone who's like, do you have prunes or something?
Do you have any prunes?
It's like, what? No, but...
prune juice is a warrior's drink, I'm told.
Sometimes I put in, what is it, flaxseed. Powder, flaxseed.
Okay.
And that they're like, well, here's your entire week's fiber. So I feel like that just takes care of it.
Sounds like a blowout.
Stop!
What?
You're so gross.
Oh, it's just, I mean.
I know what you're saying.
A week worth of fiber?
No, but like all your fiber needs that they say.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never given my fiber needs a thought.
No, I know. It's so like
I've never given
weird.
It any thought. But I'll tell you who is giving a thought to your fiber needs. Coca-Cola.
Why is Coca-Cola doing fiber?
Okay. In Japan, Coke is coming out with, or I guess it's already out now, Coca-Cola Plus. It comes in white bottles, and it has 5 grams of indigestible dextrin, which is a source of dietary fiber.
So how much are you supposed to have a day of fiber? That's a fast question. I can actually find that answer.
I don't know the answer to
that. Well, I didn't know, like, each Coke gives you your entire day's worth of fiber, or, like, are we not even close to it?
I have no idea, but I can tell you this. They say the idea is that you drink this Coke with a meal, and then it helps you with digestion. So it's really, Coke, it's not just adding a sweet flavor. You're also getting the digestion aid that you need.
So you have more room for more Coke.
Maybe.
This thing tells me, like, at least for me, it suggests 25 grams of fiber.
All right. Well, this would be 1/5 of your daily fiber intake. Wow. Like, what are we talking about?
Talking about Coke. Was it Coke who did their green bottle? Like, hey, it's a healthier Coke. Was it Coke Life or something? Or was that wasn't Pepsi, was it?
Wait.
Remember that?
Pepsi. It's Pepsi that has the green can.
Well,
right?
Well, let's look it up.
Because Coke also has... All right.
We'll
Pepsi.
Look. And it's not around anymore, though. If you do find it, it might still be like...
There it is. Pepsi had a green one, but so did Coke. They both did.
I think I tried the Coke one.
Think we've actually... we've had both of them.
We have?
Because you had Pepsi True, which that was... Okay. The Coke one has the stevia or something in it. And then the Pepsi one, I think, had... I think that was the thing. Like, they both had, like, a different kind of sweetener in it.
But they were supposed to be a healthier version of the drinks that you want. And I remember trying one at a gas station in Southern California, and it was, let's just say, it was something.
All right, well, here's
not a good one, but a something.
Here's the supposed reasoning behind them doing this, all right? They say that Japan has the world's largest aging population. So I guess there are more older people in Japan than anywhere else?
Well, that's because they're having a serious issue with no one gets married there and no one has kids.
So this market, they say they are They are targeting older people. And here's the quote. Being an aging society has made it a unique market where consumers are extremely health conscious and seek functionality.
Oh, so, some practical drinks.
Yes. So that's why Coke wants you to get all your fiber from Coca-Cola.
Boy, like hashtag adulting right here. Let's never talk about our fiber intake again, shall we?
Hey, look, the only reason we're talking about it all is because Coke brought it up.
Coke is bringing it up for older people in Japan, though. It's got nothing to do with us.
Wouldn't you love to taste it, though?
Not so much.
I don't know. Almost every time they come out with a new soda, especially if they're Coke, I'm like, oh, I want to try it.
I'll try it, please.
Maybe not so much on this one.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
It looks like someone pooped on your pants.